Listen, it's The Bert Show.
All right, things got really serious on the show yesterday, so let's take a step back because we got a whole bunch of people calling this morning and emailing about Glenda.
I'm actually in an abusive relationship right now, and I can't tell you how many times that I've actually left and come back and left and come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell myself, you know, that he's going to change, things are going to get better, but, you know, they don't get better, and he doesn't change. And, you know, when you love somebody, you just, you know, you want that person to change and things to be great because you do love that person.
Is he physically abusive with you?
Yeah, he's physically and mentally abusive to me.
I think so many people connected with that yesterday, mm-hmm. and that's why we received so many emails and calls this morning from people just checking in going, hey, what's going on with Glenda?
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday it got heavy because we put her in touch with Jaden's Ladder.
Yes, and Onita Bobbitt is the founder of Jaden's Ladder, and she has been a survivor of domestic violence herself. So we know Onita, and Bert and I helped out with a big fundraiser they had over the weekend, so it was top of mind to just call and get her on the phone.
Hey, Onita.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
We're tired. It's all good.
Did you hear from Glenda yesterday?
I did, and we're helping her. You know, I gave her an exit plan for right now. And I'm going to speak with her again today. I spoke with her twice yesterday. She's supposed to call me back today about 10, and we're going to get her out. We're going to financially support her and get her some emotional help so that she, with some therapist, and get her, you know, so that she can be healthy and realize that she doesn't have to go back.
How quickly can you execute that exit plan?
You know, because of what, if she's ready to go, we're ready to go. Because of what we do in our program, we have, you know, because of what you guys did this weekend to help raise funds, our funds are unrestricted for any needs that she has, whether it's put her up in a hotel for a while, get her housing, and more importantly, get her that emotional support mm-hmm. and financial support, we can do it.
It must seem like such a huge mountain when you're in that situation that taking the very first step seems like almost impossible because it's such a long road ahead. Is that why people can't get out? Because they just feel like, yeah, I'll take the first step, but I mean, I just don't want to deal with it. It's such a long process.
You know what, Bert? You hit it on the head because what we try to tell our survivors at this point is not to look at the picture and to take baby steps because it becomes overwhelming and then they get afraid and then they back off and mm-hmm. then they go back to the abuser.
Mm-hmm.
To take baby steps and what we're here along the way. And if there's any friends that are there that can support them, during that period and just make sure that they know that you're there to help them no matter what, they will make it through this process. But don't allow them to see this big, big journey ahead of them. It's these little baby journeys that make that big journey.
If we were using Glenda yesterday as like the example, how many women will call you for help and then not follow up the next day?
You know, speaking with Glenda, she's that I know just that's going to do it. I really believe after speaking with her for about 30 minutes, she's going to do it. She has the strength to do it. The process, the calls that I get, probably about 70% will not make that leap because they're too afraid and they go back. But the numbers go lower and lower because as many times as they go back, they realize they hit their rock bottom and they will make that turn, hopefully. Mm-hmm. You know, I went back 7 times, like I said, and my family gave up on me. But it was rock bottom when I saw that it affected a family member. My sister's husband, you know, he went after him with a gun, and that's when I was like, I can't do this to them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we value other people's lives more than we value our own.
And the women that work with Jaden's Ladder have to promise not to go back to their abuser. Is that right?
Jen, you're right. It's a one-time-only program, and that's why we make it that way, so that they realize it's very serious. The assistance we give them is, you know, we give them financial assistance to get them out, monthly stipends, helping with schools. We'll sit down and reassess them and see that if they need more schooling so that they can, in 2 years, be okay to be self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a major, major program that if they realize what they're getting and if they don't do the work, it's just one time only, and then, you know, that's it. And so they realize the importance of it
right.
and do the best that they can.
Good morning, Maria. You are part of The Bert Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning. I'm already emotional.
Oh, God bless you.
My sister is in that same situation, but it's not only her, it's her three kids as well. And she's left, and then she comes back. He promises he's not going to do it again. But it's not only emotional and physical, it's also sexual. And he always threatens that he's going to kill himself. He'll put a gun to his head. I mean, when the kids see him, they're trembling in fear. And we don't know how to get her out of that situation.
Can you have her call me?
Yes, I sure can.
Okay, but they have my number, and I'll give it out again, 603-205-4746. You have her call me, and I will talk to her. I will try to meet with her. You know, if you, I understand how emotional that is for you, because it's so hard for the families to stand there and watch something like this happen. But I'm begging you to stay with her and to stay positive with her and be that friend, be that relative that doesn't let go, because she really is going to need your support.
Yeah, Glenda was telling us yesterday.
Just stay with her.
Glenda was telling us yesterday that her son bailed on her, you know, at this point. But I can sort of understand it also, because at some point, at some point you can only watch the abuse so long before you're like, I can't be, how much more of this can I take? You won't let me help you, you know?
You know, in actuality, for Glenda's son to bail on her, it's probably a great push for her, because after talking to her, you know, I know that that's going to motivate her a little bit more so that she can get that trust back from her son. Like I said, a lot of these women, they don't come back. They don't make that move until it affects their children or affects another family member. It's just really, really amazing. They won't protect themselves, but they'll protect others. And so, you know, just have her call me. I will try to talk her through this and see where she's at with this and see what we can do.
Here's Ashley. Good morning, Ashley. You're on Q100.
I have a question for Anita.
Sure.
Yes.
How do you help someone that doesn't want the help?
You don't. If they don't want it, I can't do much about it. It's the people that call in to the Burt Show that are seeking the help. They don't know the direction they want to go. They don't know what to do. They don't know what resources are out there. Those are the people that are ready for the help. What I've learned in this organization is that I can't seek the people that want the help. And and if you have a friend that is, you know, you're telling them that they're being abused, and they're like, no, I'm not. You can't help them right now. And it's really sad, but
I mean,
you can't
even
help
if
everybody,
they've already
you
been
know?
To the hospital with broken bones and they have three children, and you just have to watch them.
You know, I think the key thing for you is to always be there. I know that it's hard. You know, you see all this happening, and always have some resources there. Give her, you know, it's interesting. I've had a survivor that just graduated, and her mother gave her our brochure, and she had it on her desk for a year before she called me. And she was ready to make that change, and she just graduated this past June. So there is that hope out there. Give them resources, leave things on their desk, get books for them. You know, go to Barnes and Noble, find domestic violence books. There's a whole section on it. Leave codependency books. Leave these books on their desk and in their homes. And they'll pick it up and they'll read it. Leave pamphlets of shelters or Jaden's Ladder. I can send you a bunch of brochures that they know that they can make the call when they're ready.
And all this information, because we're getting a whole bunch of calls saying, how can people help? Right over to jadensladder.org. All right, Anita, keep us posted on Glenda, because I know we're going to get a ton of emails and a ton of calls that are from people that really sort of feel like they're living it with her and have been through the same situation. So let us know she's okay, okay?
We're going to do the best we can. Thank you, guys. You guys are amazing.
Thanks,
Thank
Anita.
You.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And again, that's jadensladder.org.
This is The Burt Show.